Chapter 10 Brighton. Suddenly, I heard Mum.
"Addy, where are you?"
"Here," I shouted. A few seconds later, she came into the flat.
"Come with me," she shouted.
Together, we started to run up to the roof. The door to the roof was open, and I could hear the loud noise of the helicopter. Mum looked frightened, and she stopped at the door.
"Please, Mum," I shouted. "Please."
I pulled one of her hands, and she went onto the roof with me. The helicopter was flying next to the roof, and its door was open. There was wind and rain in our faces, and we had to walk off the building into the helicopter. I was very frightened, but I could see Obi, Dory, and Ben in the helicopter. They helped me and Mum to get into it. I shouted in Obi's ear,
"Where's Pigeon?"
Obi looked at me, and then he jumped from the helicopter. He went across the roof and back inside the tower. I tried to run after him, but Mum and Dory held my arms. Then something very bad happened. The tower started to move. A second later, Obi came out of the door with Pigeon in his arms, and he ran to the helicopter. He threw Pigeon to me, and I caught him. Then the building moved away from the helicopter, and Obi fell from the roof. Quickly, the helicopter flew down under him, and he caught a long bit of metal under it as he fell. Mum and Ben pulled him inside, and the helicopter went up into the sky. Then the tower fell to the ground. The story of the Bluchers finished quickly. The plants ate the buildings in London, and they killed people. Then the Bluchers tried to go to other cities. But now the people in the helicopters knew about the salt, and they dropped it on them. Mum and I went to Brighton, and Obi, Dory, and Ben came too. Mum and I live in the same street as Gaia, with Pigeon and a dog called Ollie. Gaia and I go to the same school. Mum doesn't ever talk about sleeping all the time, and she goes out a lot now. She and Ben go for walks with Ollie most evenings. We often have dinner with Obi and Dory. Sometimes I miss the tower, but then I think, I don't want to go back there again. I like living by the sea. The air tastes of salt, and salt is good. I usually like the colour of the sea, too, but sometimes it is the same colour as the Bluchers. Then I have to think. There aren't any Bluchers now. This is the sea. Penguin Readers. Boy in the Tower. Polly Ho Yen. Level 2. Retold by Fiona McKenzie. Illustrated by Richie Sanchez Ayala. Series Editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Damian Lynch. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.